This is a Triple J podcast.
When our bids are not met and not met in a way that feels good to us, we stop making those bids and we stop responding to the other person's bids for connection as well.
Hey, it's Dee here for the Hookup Podcast, and we talk all things love, sex, dating, and relationships. And if you haven't already heard it, we did an episode on Tuesday about PDA, public displays of affection. And we found out that heaps of you have dated someone where there's been a mismatch in showing affection and love through physical touch. So, you know, whether that was a partner being all over you, kissing, cuddling, and touching you in public around friends or even strangers, and you feeling smothered or uncomfortable by it, or potentially you're on the opposite end where you felt like you were craving physical touch, but your partner never gives you anything. Or if they did, they'd only ever do it in private and you felt ashamed that they didn't act the same way in public. Some of you even said you have broken up over this mismatch in physical affection. So we wanted to get an expert in to help you out and give you some advice if you're dealing with this right now and find out where the reluctance of physical affection comes from. Like, is it something that you just have learned from your childhood? I also wanted to find out if it's something that can be worked on. Is it something that you can compromise on in a relationship, and how to actually manage that and have conversations? So to do that with me now is relationship counselor and sexologist Isaiah McKimmy. Isaiah, thank you so much for coming back on The Hookup.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Dee.
So yeah, a lot of us don't get touchy-feely when it comes to relationships. And in our PDA episode, we found out that 73% of people have experienced a mismatch in PDA in their relationships, which is such a big number of people. Does that stat surprise you? And have you had any clients come to you about this issue?
You know, it doesn't surprise me. The most common issue that couples see me for as a couples therapist and sexologist is a mismatch in desires around sex. And very often, just an overall mismatch in how they like to be touched, how much they like to be touched is part of that as well. So doesn't surprise me at all.
What are some of the reasons why someone might not like physical touch or be into it?
So like there's quite a few reasons that we might see. I mean, upbringing and culture can have a huge impact. So if someone doesn't grow up in an environment where they get touch and they get safe touch and loving touch, it's going to be really hard for them later in life. So we might see someone who's a little bit more avoidant, you know, because they've learned to self-soothe, can find touch really difficult. Also, if someone has experienced unwanted touch or painful touch or traumatic touch, then they're also going to have a reaction to that. You know, it might also be because of neurodiversity as well, or certain things that have built up through someone's life.
Do you think that there's a bit of a hierarchy, Isaiah, where like physical love, if we think about all the different love languages, right? Like someone in a relationship might not be that affectionate physically, but they show up for you all the time or they do a lot of acts of service. Do you think that physical touch is kind of valued a bit more and people see that as like a real sign of love over other things?
Look, we are wired for touch as human beings. We know that it is an important part of our development, and that this is something that is a really, really common need and desire for so many people. Whereas some other ways of showing love might be a little bit more dependent on that particular person and their particular culture. But we know that touch is a human need. It's a need for almost all mammals.
How can it affect you? Like for people who love physical touch in a relationship but aren't getting it, why can that be so impactful for them? Is it kind of like it feels like rejection?
Yeah, absolutely feels like rejection because it is a way that we can self-soothe. Well, it's a way that we can co-regulate and soothe emotions as well to be in physical proximity. And again, when we're not getting that, we can feel like we're being rejected. We can feel alone. Cortisol and stress levels can go up. We can be more likely to experience depression and anxiety. Touch can be really, really healthy for us.
Can it also make you second guess the relationship? Like we heard from a lot of listeners who were like, oh, it makes me feel like I love them so much more than they love me, and makes them second guess the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And touch is also something that we would consider a bid for connection. You know, it's a way that we kind of let our partner know, like, hey, I'm here. Are you there for me? And when that bid for connection isn't returned or when someone kind of rejects it, that's really painful and absolutely normal to think then, like, do they really want me? Are they really there for me? Are we really compatible?
Have you seen with clients that it can maybe trigger feelings of shame around body image, and it's about, like, they might internalize it about it's what I look like or they're not attracted to me?
I think when we experience any form of rejection, particularly physical or sexual rejection, we can take that really personally. Maybe my partner isn't attracted to me. Maybe it's because my body's changed. Maybe they don't like my body. Maybe they really like me, but maybe they don't desire me.
What about on the opposite side, Isaiah? What about people who aren't really physically touchy-feely, who are dating people who love giving physical affection? How does it affect them?
So it can be really uncomfortable. If you're not someone who likes physical touch and you're with someone who's constantly wanting to touch you, it can be stressful. It can have you feel a little bit on edge. You can also feel guilty that you're not able to meet the other partner's needs for touch and affection. You can feel confused because you're trying to give love in all of these other ways. And it's like, I do love you. I am attracted to you. Why do you need this one thing to be able to see that? So it can be really kind of confusing on both sides.
We had someone tell us that their partner would give heaps of physical touch in public, but then never in private. What do you think that means? Like, if your partner is inconsistent with the physical affection that they give you?
So that's an interesting one, because initially I would kind of think, okay, that's a little bit of a red flag potentially. Like, is that a little bit performative? Is this just about how it looks to everyone else? But I would be really curious to ask more about what's going on there. Is it that touch in front of other people feels safer? It's not as intimate. It's not as vulnerable. It's not going to lead somewhere. So then does it feel easier to engage with? Like, what actually is going on underneath there?
We were thinking about people who love bomb and dating relationships, right? Like, obviously a lot of it can be words and gifts and coming on really strongly in that sense, but a lot of it can also manifest through physical touch, right? Like, you might be dating someone and they're in public always showing you off and touching you and holding your hand and kissing you and, like, really showing that they're really attracted to you. Is this something that people should be a bit wary of or aware of when dating, if it's, like, coming on really strong quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have to be aware that any kind of physical touch, not any kind, but loving physical touch is going to help us release oxytocin. Oxytocin is a bonding hormone that also helps us feel more trusting. So if we're getting lots of touch, especially when we're out in public, that can feel really good, can increase these feelings of trust towards this person. But we have to make sure there's actually another basis for that trust underneath as well.
Yeah. Whenever that's happened to me in dating, especially if it's really casual, it feels like it's almost fast-tracking intimacy, and I feel really smothered because I'm like, oh, I don't know you. Like, that feels uncomfortable. Yep. But for some people, they might really love that, and they could just feel like, oh, I've met my match, like someone who really, really loves physical touch. I would love to chat about the practical stuff around this, Isaiah, when it comes to being able to work through it and have those kind of conversations with your partner. Say, for example, either you're the person who really doesn't like physical touch and you find it really hard, or maybe your partner doesn't and there's a real mismatch there. What's the first kind of thing you should do to tackle that as a couple?
I think communication is always the most important part of this. Understanding what is going on for the other person, how it feels when they're not getting that the touch that feels really good for them, or how it feels when they're being asked for touch that doesn't feel good, and being able to understand each other's perspective on that. I think, you know, any relationship, we're often going to have different needs, and it's how do we work together to meet, you know, as many of each person's needs as possible, and can we meet enough of each other's needs to make the relationship work? It's really the same with sex and the same with physical affection.
For me, it's something that takes a while to actually be able to let someone physically touch. Like, to me, it's such an intimate thing. Can it be something that someone might not naturally go to, but can eventually happen?
Yeah, it absolutely can change based on the circumstances for some people. Like, absolutely, as they learn that a relationship is safe and that touch is safe and that touch is okay, then they can be more open to it. Whereas if someone just hasn't been used to that or it hasn't been safe in some way, it's going to be really hard for them to just automatically be ready for that.
Pip and I were tossing up when we did the episode, like, is it something that you should change? Like, if that's just the way that you are wired and you are someone who is more likely to just not really like that, should you find someone who's similar to you? Or do you think that, like, yeah, it's a pretty easy compromise?
I think it depends where people sit on this and also what else they're being asked to compromise and also where else they might align. And, this is really a question for anything that a couple doesn't align on. Like, am I willing to change this? Does it feel okay for me to try to change this because I care about the other person? Or does this feel like a giving up of who I am? And sometimes, you know, as we were speaking about, it's because this wasn't normal or this wasn't safe in childhood. And so as the relationship becomes more safe, then it actually feels just really natural and normal to engage in this. But if it feels like something that's like, this just is not something that I can do, and I'm always going to feel uncomfortable with this, and I kind of feel like I'm giving up on myself or parts of myself by trying to change this, I think then we have to question whether we're going to be compatible long term.
What's your advice if you feel the rejection of it, right? Like, if you feel like time and time again, I'm doing these bids for affection, I go to hold my partner's hand in public, they pull it away, or I go to give them a kiss and they kind of pull back or they get uncomfortable. Mm. How do you deal with being on the receiving end of that and just feeling like they're not attracted to me? I'm feeling really rejected in this relationship, and it's almost making you feel like, yeah, you want to stop those bids of affection and shut down a bit.
And that's the thing that happens with bids for connection. When our bids are not met and not met in a way that feels good to us, we stop making those bids and we stop responding to the other person's bids for connection as well. So that's a cycle that has a really real possibility where there's a mismatch. I think firstly, whenever we feel a sense of rejection, it is always important to remind ourselves that we are okay. This doesn't mean something about who we are as a person. There might be things that are going on for this other person, or they might not feel for us in the same way. But again, it doesn't change who we are or our worth or our value as people. And then I think really it is the question of, through conversation, can we reach understanding around this? Can I feel like I'm wanted and desired and loved and supported by that person in other ways? Or is there just an underlying kind of pervasive sense in this relationship that this is not my person, not someone that's there for me, not someone that can meet my needs and give me the kind of support that I need to be okay?
I had a friend once when, and I spoke about this in the other episode, but when she had been with her partner for a long time, right? I think it was like 10 years. And when my partner and I first started dating, because I feel like maybe at the start you were in the honeymoon phase and so you do want to touch each other a lot. And when she would hang out with her partner and me and my partner, she would feel really insecure, and it brought up a lot of feelings for her because she was like, my partner never touches me. How do you deal with those feelings of comparison, right? Like when you see other couples and they look so in love and they're getting the affection met, but you feel like you're missing out or something's wrong with your relationship.
Oh, it's always so hard, isn't it? Because everyone's relationship always looks like almost perfect from the outside, and we just assume everyone else is having great relationships and a really good time. But our relationships will change over time. And I think we constantly have to check out whether we're getting enough of the needs met, whether the relationship is serving us at that time. And, you know, is this just a phase we are going through, or is this something that we can work on? One of the things, while, you know, you've shared that actually over time you've become more comfortable with physical touch, one of the things that can happen for couples, and especially if they are having arguments, arguments in general or arguments about sex, is that they do stop touching each other, because touch might lead to a request for sex. It might lead to a request for more. And, you know, and we don't want that. And so some couples can end up just not touching each other at all because they're not sure where it's going to go. And that's a really sad and hard place for them to get to. And so when, you know, when I have couples who are talking about, we're not touching each other in the ways that I would like, we're not even having, you know, affection anymore, I want to understand what's going on around that. What has led to this? And is this something that we can repair? Is this something we can work on together? Do we need to kind of repair some of the other aspects of the relationship so that this feels good again? Or is there something else going on that we have to acknowledge?
I know in previous chats around that and sex and shutting down and, you know, everything feels like a bid for sex or it could potentially lead there. What are some light physical affection things that people could start with, right? Like I think we think, oh, we're kissing. I guess it's never really going to lead to sex in public. I mean, a lot of our DMs said otherwise when we ask people about what they've seen when it comes to PDA. But like, could it just be like, yeah, trying to instigate more of those hand-holding, a peck on the cheek?
There is so much we can do before it leading to sex, right? And there are so many small ways we can start. One of the pieces to this that can be important and useful is, hey, I'm not trying to initiate sex here. I would just really like to. I would really like to cuddle you. Like, I want to make sure you don't think I'm leading you on here. Here's what I would really like to do right now. And so there is that understanding between a couple that a cuddle, a kiss, like even a passionate kiss isn't necessarily a sign that they would like something more. So that communication piece becomes important. And then when there is that understanding and that agreement that one person can say, like, no, that's enough for me today at any point, it just opens the door to so much more physical connection.
I was thinking about with my friend and some of the DMs we got from listeners, like maybe it is quite normal for like a 10-year relationship. Have you seen that it will tamper down a bit? Like it will, PDA won't be as strong at the start where you're kind of in the honeymoon phase. Have you seen that and noticed that as well?
Yeah, I would say like anything, affection, connection, sexual frequency will all change throughout the relationship at different times. And absolutely at the start of a relationship, we're in the honeymoon period. We have all of these different hormones and endorphins running through us that increase our desire, increase like our craving for this other person, which often gets expressed physically. And then that can kind of plateau and settle down as a relationship progresses. And we hope gets replaced by other forms of love and knowing that your partner is there rather than just having things fall away.
Yeah. And something that did come up a bit was that we heard from our listeners that they have either broken up over this. It's just, you know, something that they realized they really wanted and they really needed from a partner because it was so, yeah, if you feel like it's so important to you and you're not getting it from your partner, is it worth trying to think about separating or a person who's maybe more compatible with you?
Yeah, I think it's a really valid question to ask. And also one of the questions is my partner making an effort with this? Because sometimes even if we're not getting all of our needs met, if we can actually see that our partner understands our needs and they're trying because they care about us and they want to meet our needs, sometimes we're like, okay, like, sure, this is not as much as I want, but I can see they're trying and I can see that it's because they love me that they're trying. So I can deal with that.
Like you want someone who maybe it doesn't come naturally to them, but they know it's important to you, right? Like if you as a partner have said, this is really, really important to me. We don't need to be down each other's throats out in the park, like at a bar, but I would just really like, it makes me feel so loved if we just can hold hands or we can kiss a little bit or hug each other. You know what I mean? It's like, and then, yeah, you've had that convo and they're just not even trying. That probably says a lot. Like you said, Isaiah, this is something that you work with a lot of clients. Do you think it's worth chatting to a professional about this or finding some external help as well if you feel like it's not really getting anywhere?
I think it can be if you're really struggling to understand each other's perspective. And because of these feelings of rejection and guilt and fear that can come up when we're having these conversations. You know, of course, sometimes that can come out as a really heated argument or discussion when you're both just trying to be heard and get your point across. And so having this conversation with a professional can help you understand each other, help keep everything kind of calm so that you can then find ways to work together as a team on it.
And like you said, like as someone who is so, who works so closely with people and understand, has like studied this, like we are wired for affection, right? Like you need it in some capacity at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an absolutely normal and valid human need to want this.
Oh, Isaiah, thank you so much. This has been so helpful, and hopefully, for anyone who's been going through this and has been feeling a type of way about, you know, either their relationship or feeling like they're too much for wanting a bit more, hopefully this has helped. But appreciate you coming on The Hookup. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dee.